Radio Prague News.
Police want activists who allegedly planned a train attack charged with terrorism. The Ministry of Interior says Iraqis who quit the country might be returned home, and a court says a lawmaker in custody was entitled to his allowances. Police have completed their investigation into a suspected attack on a cargo train and called for three suspects to be charged with planning a terrorist attack, the Çetekar agency reported. If found guilty, they could face sentences of up to 20 years. Police want to charge another three with covering up criminal acts. The incident dates back to September 2014, when left-wing radicals allegedly planned to attack a cargo train carrying equipment with Molotov cocktails. The line was between Prague and Pilsen, just outside the capital. The accused intend to, according to their lawyer, to deny the charges and say they are fabricated by the police. The Czech Ministry of Interior has said that a group of Iraqi refugees who left the Czech Republic for Germany at the weekend would have to demand asylum if they returned. The group of 25 refugees was being hosted in the country as part of a Czech programme, Generation 21, but decided to quit the country. The minister added that if asylum is not sought and granted, they could be returned to Iraq. The ministry said that so far it does not have information about Germany's intentions towards the group. A motion to the government meeting on Thursday will call for the Generation 21 programme to be cancelled. A Prague court has ruled that former lower house lawmaker David Rath is entitled to 280,000 crowns in payments withheld during his time in custody before going to trial. The payments denied to him form part of daily allowances for lawmakers. The court ruled that there was no reason for the payments not to be made since Rath continued contributing to legislation. Rath, a former Social Democrat minister, was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison last year for corruption and influencing public tenders. The Panama-based legal firm of Mossack Fonseca was involved in the insolvency procedures surrounding top Czech football club Slavia Prague, according to some of the so-called leaked Panama papers. The company helped create a Samoa-based company, Online Services, which was a creditor in the proceedings of the club last year. The proceedings involving Online Services were eventually dropped after the purchase of a stake in Slavia by the Chinese company CEFC. The Czech trade balance in February recorded a record surplus of 22 billion crowns, a rise of 4.5 billion crowns compared with the same month in 2015. The biggest contributions to the surplus came from engineering goods and automobiles, with payments for imported mineral oils making a much smaller dent in the surplus due to low oil prices. And finally, in ice hockey, Liberec have booked their place as the first team in the finals of the Extraliga. It's the first time the club has reached the finals. Liberec beat Mladá Boleslav 5-2 on Tuesday night after going down early in the game 0-1. The win took Liberec's tally in the series to an unbeatable 4-0. They will face the winner of the ongoing contest between Sparta Prague and Pilsen, with the series at the moment tied at 2-2. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.
You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Daniela Lazarová. Coming up in today's program, the Czech foreign minister visits Israel and the Palestinian territories. Can the Czech Republic re-establish itself as a leading destination for international film crews? And later on, in Marketplace, what's behind the idea of the country creating a space agency? All that ahead, so do please stay with us. Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek returned to the Czech Republic on Tuesday from a three-day visit to Israel and the Palestinian Autonomous Territories. The visit was aimed at deepening long-term economic ties with Israel as well as development projects in the West Bank. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The Czech Republic has long enjoyed strong relations with both Israel and the Palestine Autonomous Territories, and the three-day visit by the Czech Foreign Minister, which has just wrapped up, was designed to build on both in areas of mutual interest. Mr. Zaorálek met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli President Reuven Rivlin, and with his Palestinian counterpart Riyad al-Maliki. Regarding Israel, the Czech Republic is interested in business opportunities in the modernization of Israeli rail transport, as well as automobile exports, and in making use of Israeli know-how in defense and the health sector. In the Palestinian Autonomous Territories, the Czech Republic has financed a massive photovoltaic power plant in Tubas in the northeastern West Bank, which should also provide commercial opportunities for Czech companies. The Tubas Governorate and the energy sector has long been a focus of the Czech Republic, and thanks to Czech assistance, approximately 30 villages were connected to the electricity grid since 1996, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki.
We appreciate that very much. We do consider that, you know, Czech Republic is a good friend of Israel, as it is really a good friend of Palestine.
Israeli President Reuven Rivlin praised Czech diplomacy as, quote, always being objective, while Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made clear ties between the two countries had long been favorable and would be into the future.
The relationship between Israel and the Czech Republic has always been one of deep friendship and one of growing cooperation. I look forward to pursuing that.
Building on the relationship and cementing deeper economic cooperation will now be the focus at a meeting in Prague between the Czech and Israeli governments this May 19th. Meanwhile, Czech Foreign Minister Zaorálek expressed the hope that the Czech Republic could also serve in the role of mediator between the Israelis and Palestinians if the situation called for it.
Presumably, there are not as many contacts between the Israelis and Palestinians as there should be, and perhaps at a certain point we could play a role there.
Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek ending that report by Jan Wellinger. Moving on now, the Czech Republic is trying to re-establish itself as a prime destination for international film and television projects. During his recent trip to the United States, Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka met with American film representatives to discuss the country's incentives program for foreign filmmakers. Ruth Franková has more.
During the 1990s, the Czech Republic established itself as one of the top destinations for foreign film productions, offering low production costs and professional staff. Box office hits from Mission Impossible to Casino Royale and Oliver Twist were all made in the country. However, the Czech Republic's unique status started to change with the turn of the century, with the increasing competition from other European countries. Nowadays, foreign film crews often prefer to shoot in Hungary, Croatia or Bulgaria, which offer better conditions. Although international film producers started to return after 2010, when the government introduced incentives for film productions and gradually increased the budget to an annual 800 million crowns, new legislation is currently debated that would make the conditions for foreign filmmakers even more favourable. Minister of Culture Daniel Herman.
Until now, it was only possible to ask for film incentives once a year. Under the new legislation on incentives, which is now in the Senate, it will be possible to ask for them repeatedly throughout the whole year.
During his visit to the U.S., Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka met with former U.S. Senator Chris Dodd, the chairman and CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America, which serves as the voice of the American motion picture industry around the world, who said the Czech Republic has one advantage over other countries.
There's a long history of great filmmakers coming out of the Czech Republic. I mentioned Miloš Forman, who's highly regarded, maybe one of the best-known filmmakers, but there's a history of great product coming out of the Czech Republic. That helps. So you've had a relationship going back over the years of filmmakers and studios that have had an ongoing good working relationship. And then it comes down to silly things. They sound silly to you. What is it like to be there? How warmly are you received by the local communities? That can have a lot to do with someone making a decision about where they decide they're going to shoot the next film, aside from the obvious choices.
Mr. Dodd has also stressed the importance of building what he called a human infrastructure network.
98% of the people who make a film never walk a red carpet. These are carpenters, electricians, they're makeup people, they're truck drivers. When you grow the human infrastructure in a country, the talent locally, that becomes not just attractive because of the financial incentives, it becomes attractive because you have highly talented people that know how to do this.
Among other issues discussed by the Czech Prime Minister and Mr. Dodd was the possibility of having Czech students working with Hollywood studios, which has already been introduced in some other countries.
Ruth Franková with that report. A reminder that you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Space today is much more of a civil than military frontier, and with one eye on its proud tradition in aviation, the Czech Republic is looking to get a bigger slice of the commercial space cake. And one way that's been mooted for that to happen is for the Czech government to revamp its space sector activities and create a Czech space agency. Chris Johnson has more in this edition of Marketplace.
The idea for a Czech space agency has been floated by Deputy Prime Minister Pavel Bělobrádek, tasked with piloting the country's research and development activities. And, appropriately, it was during a recent visit to Florida, one of the hubs of the world leader in the space sector, the United States, that the idea was raised. Bělobrádek was accompanied by a local business delegation to the United States, with one of the leaders being Radek Spíčar, the vice president of one of the biggest Czech business lobbies, the Association of Industry and Transport. He filled in with some of the background.
The air and space industry has a long tradition in the Czech Republic, and we have some really good companies doing very good business basically worldwide in this sector. So we are of the opinion that it would really make sense to strengthen this sector and make it even more important than it is at the moment.
Many of the Czech companies have traditionally been plugged into the military aviation sector, but the commercial space sector now appears to be where a lot of the money is. And as far as Europe is concerned, a lot of funding and research is being channeled through the European Space Agency. Radek Spíčar again.
Yeah, there are many companies, both domestic companies established after the Velvet Revolution and owned by Czech businessmen, but also daughter companies of global players. Of course, it's a combination of military clients from the military, but also from the civil sector. And I would say that what really helps is our integration in the European structures. So projects run by such big companies like Airbus, for example, or cooperation with the European Space Agency.
The Czech Republic is one of the 22 members of the European Space Agency after signing up in 2008. Not all European countries have such full membership status. For example, neighbouring Slovakia and Slovenia only have what the Czechs had before, cooperation status. Membership gives you a seat with the decision makers and some influence on how the upcoming projects are framed and where the spending is directed. Radek Spíčar referred to one of the early Czech companies in the aerospace sector, Frentec, which was formed in 1997 and had its first contract with major global company Airbus just 4 years later. Its precision engineering has helped it open many such doors.
I was in the United States leading a business delegation together with Deputy Prime Minister Bělobrádek a few weeks ago. To give you a specific example, I was there with Mr. Sobotka, CEO of Frentec Aerospace, which is a Brno-based company. It is a company which is working with the with Airbus company or European Space Agency, providing some high-tech spare parts for European rockets. So there are companies like that which has this capacity and which can expand their capabilities within Europe, but also worldwide.
In both the United States and Europe, state institutions still play a leading role, but commercial ventures and cooperation has also come much more to centre stage in coming up with projects, building the rockets and providing the backup on the ground for projects. More countries such as India, China, Brazil are now in the space sector, and projects such as mining asteroids, which might have seemed like science fiction a decade or so ago, now look like they could be serious prospects. While Czech companies might not play a major role in these projects, Radek Spíčar says they could come on board with some important backup roles and contracts.
So this is happening. You know it. There are leaders in this trend, mostly in the United States, but also some in Europe. I cannot say that we have players in this game in the Czech Republic, something like SpaceX or something like that. But we definitely have companies which can help these leaders in their effort. So this is a trend. It's happening, the commercialization and privatization of the space research is taking place, and it's providing new opportunities and new business concepts and forms of cooperation for Czech companies, for Czech suppliers. So we welcome it. We think that this could provide many more opportunities that will be extremely relevant and important for the Czech sector.
The Czech industry lobby backs the idea of a sort of Czech NASA, the sector's own space agency, and has hopes that the idea mooted by Deputy Prime Minister Belo Bradek will fly. Radek Spichar again.
I think that would make sense to have something like that established in the Czech Republic, because if it was detached from the ministries, it could be more efficient and more effective. And because, as I said, this sector in the Czech industry is really important, I think it would deserve such an institution which would play a coordinating role and which would be more independent than the current structures. And we discussed that with Deputy Prime Minister Bilo Bradek. He seems to be in favor of this idea, so we hope that this will be one of the results of his term in office, creation of an independent Czech space agency.
At the moment, responsibility for the space sector covers three main ministries: transport, education and industry, as well as the research and development responsibilities coming under Pavel Bělobrádek himself, who does not have the backing of a ministry. The Deputy Prime Minister believes that Czech efforts are too dispersed as a result.
Domnívám se, že je to tím, že nemáme nějaký centrální.
We realize that we do not have any kind of central body or agency. We just have some sort of coordinating group. That is why we think it would be worthwhile to focus things on some sort of central authority. The current scattering of efforts and focus is one factor in this, and another is that at the moment space research was somewhat artificially handed over to the ministries of education and transport, and now we are talking with transport about taking this under our wing, and that space research would be part of our activities. That would enable us to focus things better, because we are one of those who are at the moment working very closely with the ministries of industry and education. That's part of the logic why this agency should come within our ambit.
Ve školství velmi úzce spolupracujeme, takže nám to dává logiku, abychom si to vzali pod sebe.
Even in European countries where the space sector is relatively large and lavishly funded, the number of jobs directly at stake is fairly small. In France, for example, which boasts state funding only second to the United States, it's estimated that only around 15,000 jobs are directly in the space sector. But these jobs are well paid and have a lot of added value, with many spin-off commercial applications, know-how, jobs and earnings, resulting in sectors far removed from the space sector itself. Pavel Bělobrádek reckons a Czech space agency could give local experts a greater chance to influence European space research and for Czech companies to take part in its programmes.
My máme velký zájem, aby Česká republika nezaostávala za ostatními evropskými.
We have a real interest that the Czech Republic does not fall behind other European countries, and that we have some influence on the direction and take part in some of these research projects. A lot of these programs are long term, some of them perhaps lasting decades. Many of them are high tech, and there are many commercial aspects to that that can be applied afterwards. We can certainly offer something valuable to other countries. What is important is that our 10 million strong Czech Republic, we're not in a position certainly to have a big agency, but it should be able to have a coordinating role between private companies and the state and with foreign partners, and it should also be able to in some degree point the way forward, perhaps with state support, where the private sector should be heading.
Nabízet směr, kam bychom se měli i třeba se státní podporou nebo v komunikaci s privátním sektorem dostat.
The new look NASA in the United States is a sign of the times, much less the all-encompassing sector leader and project creator it was a decade or more ago. It now buys a lot of its services from private space companies and seeks to pilot the general lines of research and development rather than plotting the detailed course and manning all the stations itself. Bělobrádek says the idea of a Czech space agency is still at a very early stage, with talks launched with government colleagues about what its mission could be and how its responsibilities could be mapped out. But he has high hopes the idea will get off the ground.
And that edition of Marketplace by Chris Johnson has brought us to the end of today's programme from Prague. You'll find us online at radio.cz. Should you like to contact us, then please write to english@radio.cz. We'll be happy to hear from you. This is Daniela Lazarová saying thanks for joining us today and goodbye.